This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Drive Time brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign for a wide selection of new and used vehicles. Check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burr Washington Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
Do we need to start with Antonio Brown?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So Antonio Brown reportedly going to be suspended because he posted on Instagram a screenshot of a letter he received from Mike Mayock, partially this, because he was fined for not showing up to a mandatory meeting. So he complains about it on social media, goes in today, and I guess Mayock didn't like that, understandably, gets into a verbal altercation with Mayock, apparently started punting footballs, saying, "You need me, go ahead, suspend me."
With those feet that are all messed
up. With the frozen toes. And then basically had to be held back from Mayock, which that probably would not have ended well for Mayock.
Unbelievable. It's just, number one, Oakland, you knew what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude is a sideshow. AB cares about AB. And that's what makes you, or makes me appreciate wide receivers like Julio Jones or Mike Evans or Adam Thielen. And I'm not saying I know all these guys personally, but those guys are star receivers who just, DeAndre Hopkins, don't make a lot of extra noise.
It's a good sign that we don't know them personally.
Exactly.
I don't know what Julio Jones is like because he doesn't talk.
Right.
Which I prefer.
Exactly. And Antonio Brown is just, I don't know, man. It's tough. And I don't, on one side with the Raiders, again, you got yourself into this. On the other side, right, doesn't mean you can't discipline a player no matter how important he is to your team, no matter how much money you've committed to him, for messing up and acting like a child, and that's what he's doing.
I think even though they knew what they were getting into, even they would not have predicted that there would be this many problems already, right? Because there was the helmet issue, which was just a complete sideshow. Now there's this issue where he gets into an altercation with Mayock and will probably be suspended. There's the toe issue where his toes are permanently suffering from frostbite or something.
Right.
Not that I'm questioning the fact that he does have some type of medical issue, but...
But it was kind of self-inflicted,
right?
From what you've read, a lot of the takes on it is, well, that shouldn't happen to anybody as long as you're taking the proper precautions and wearing some kind of footwear that he obviously didn't.
And I guess the stipulation in this possible suspension is if it's because of team discipline and conduct detrimental to the team, they can take away all his guaranteed money, essentially, when they suspend him, which could mean, not that it means it will happen, but it could mean that they could essentially just release him and not have to pay him anything. And then here we are on opening night. What if it's like halftime of Bears-Packers and it's revealed that Antonio Brown's getting essentially released? I mean, what do you do with that?
It still wouldn't technically be the offseason, but that would be the between the offseason and the first day of the season, that would be maybe the craziest when you include the Andrew Luck retirement.
Yeah.
And then Antonio Brown just flat out gets released.
You know someone would take a flyer on him, right? Someone?
The funny thing is, the answer to that question is always the Raiders, is it not?
Yeah.
Someone's going to take a flyer on this guy with questionable
Montez Perfect
character off the field issues. Oh, yeah, the Raiders. Oh, wait, no, they just cut him.
By the way, Perfect was reportedly the one that was breaking up the fight
that
between Mayock and Brown, and we are officially an upside-down world when Perfect is breaking up fights.
And the Cardinals.
Yep.
Yeah, let's talk baseball. Cardinals lose last night 9-8, back-and-forth game that I didn't get a chance to see, but I checked the stats out and apparently
I typed up this itinerary before they finished 10-0 today, by the way.
All right. Kevin Pillar hit a big bomb, but Cardinals hit a couple bombs today, came back. Paul DeYoung hits another one. This team just keeps winning to the annoyance of Trevor Valise.
Yeah, I mean, you can't fault them for beating a bad team because they should be. They take 3 or 4 from the Giants, they take 3 or 4 from the Reds. That's what you want to see if you're a Cardinals fan, beating two bad teams at home. You are right that despite that really tough stretch, it is nice to be able to go home to your own bed at night in the middle of that 5 first pitches within 48 hours and stuff like that. But still, you got to give them credit for taking care of business when the extenuating circumstances and the context made it a little bit harder to maybe take care of that business. And Flaherty and Hudson have just been great. I mean, you can't say enough about Flaherty, who's had an ERA sub one in the second half. And Hudson's been really good lately. And I think both of those guys, you know, sometimes you look at the stretches that guys have had where you say, you know, okay, the Mets have been hot. Steven Matz has been pitching better or whatever, but it's against the Padres, the Marlins, teams like that. But, I mean, Flaherty's gone out and done this against the Cubs, the Astros, the Dodgers, and similar starts for Hudson. So you really have to credit those two for not only pitching really effectively and getting lots of strikeouts, but doing it against teams that don't necessarily strike out a lot and score runs. So the fact that they're doing it this consistently, I agree with you. It kind of reshapes a playoff rotation where you're looking at, say it's Braves, Cardinals in a five-game series, suddenly it's like a humongous advantage Cardinals in the starting pitching department, even if it were Dodgers, Cardinals, you'd say it's pretty even now, thanks to the likes of Flaherty and Hudson and guys in that rotation that have been performing really, really well in the second half.
It's nuts to say because 2 months ago I'm saying this team is at best just super mediocre, and now they're kind of what we thought they would be early in the year, at least as a Cardinals fan. A lineup that now can produce runs. Now I see the depth in the order. Colton Wong, since the All-Star break's in like 380.
He's been really good.
He's been pretty darn good. Ozuna, of course, is a threat in the middle of the order. Goldschmidt, still not up to expectations, but as Lon said, maybe he's a guy that you get into the postseason and all of a sudden he goes on a tear. DeYoung is hitting bombs. Molina is probably the most encouraging for me since he's came back from injury. He's shown some power. He's gotten on base. But yeah, that's where it is right now. Dakota Hudson is 15-6 on the season. That's pretty darn impressive. Not the best ERA in the league, but you know, he's at 340. You're not going to scoff at that.
No.
Jack Flaherty's been the best pitcher in baseball since the All-Star break. And then it's also a bullpen that has been blowing games. So that's something that encourages you. Cardinals stay hot. I know they're not beating great teams right now. And they get to go to Pittsburgh this weekend.
Yeah. Are you worried about Gallegos at all? Because he gave up the home run to Pilar last night, and I saw something that said he had like a 10 ERA in his last four appearances. Or is that just kind of a blip on the radar for a guy who's had a really, really good year?
You worry a little bit that he's running out of gas. Maybe try to get him some rest in September as much as you can.
That's
especially
hard.
Before the stretch of Nationals, Cubs,
Diamondbacks,
and then Cubs again.
Diamondbacks are 7-1 in their last eight, by the way.
I like that.
Now, they may trail off by the last week of the season, but if you're facing the Nats and the D-backs, and those are the two other teams that are in that wild card race, that's tough because every game is going to matter so much to both those teams.
Yeah. So you hope that Gallegos figures it out because he's been lights out for most of the year. So that's the Cardinals. Let's talk about the Cubs.
Ah, yes, the Cubs. Big series. Four-game series against Milwaukee. It really seems like, and I'm just saying this from a not even Cubs fan perspective, but if and when the Cubs win this weekend, they're going to really put Milwaukee out of the picture entirely. Say the Cubs take 3 of 4. I'm not sure how many back the Brewers are right now, but I feel like that would kind of be a kill shot to go into Milwaukee, take 3 of 4 from the Brewers. What would they be, like 7 back?
Pulling it up as we speak. They are 7 back of the Cardinals right now.
They're 7 back of the Cardinals right now, meaning they are 4 back of the Cubs if the Cubs are 3 back of the Cardinals. So, yeah, they would essentially then be 7 back of the Cubs and 10 back of the Cardinals. If the Cubs took 3 of 4 this weekend,
they'd be dead.
There's no way they'd come back from that. I honestly think the Cubs need to take 3 of 4, in all honesty. I think you got Quintana versus Anderson tonight. I just don't like this Brewers staff, and I don't love the Brewers bullpen other than Josh Hader. And I just feel like in these crucial games with a Cubs lineup that now includes Ben Zobrist and Wilson Contreras, I think tonight's lineup might be the best lineup of the season in terms of it's essentially the 2016 lineup copy-pasted.
Yep.
Ben Zobrist leading off. Bias is back in there. Contreras is in there. Jason Hayward's hitting 8th, even though he's been one of your probably top 4 hitters so far this year. I just think that lineup against a Brewer staff that is tired and bad, quite frankly, they need to go in there and they need to rake.
Just not a very good team. Their run differential is actually worse than the Reds.
Wow.
They're negative. Wow. They're minus 38. Reds are plus 8, which is kind of surprising. But as you mentioned, when you can just take two examples of what's different between last year and this year for Milwaukee. The opening day starter last year and this year is Shashin, and he's designated for assignment.
Yeah, right.
And then Jeremy Jeffress, did he not just get designated for assignment
as well?
He did.
Yep, he's done.
And he was just lights out 8th inning guy.
He, along with Hader last year, were like the 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to mess with Jeffress as much as you don't want to mess with Hader.
Exactly.
And Hader's been good, but honestly, he's been really hittable this year, too. You've seen And maybe that's because for some reason Council always plays him like 2 2/3 innings. Every time he comes in there, he comes in the seventh to close out the game. But he's had appearances where he gives up 4 or 5 runs, and you think, okay, well, Josh Hader's not untouchable anymore. It's just that was a very fleeting moment for the Brewers, and I feel like, honestly, not to go too big picture, but I feel like they did not correctly capitalize on what was an NLCS run.
Yeah,
I think they could have added a Keuchel or something like that. They could have added a Kimbrel or something like that. And I don't know if that would have necessarily put them over the top to win this division this year. But it felt like they were kind of right there, and now it kind of feels like Christian Yelich is just going to have some really good seasons. They traded away Jesus Aguilar, who was another big part of that team last year. I don't know. They're just very meh to me, and I think the Cubs need to go in there and win 3 or 4.
If it's not for the Red Sox, they're the most disappointing team in baseball.
Agreed. And the Red Sox are 10 games over. It just doesn't matter because the Yankees are 30 games over and the Rays are in between those two. So, yeah, I'd agree that the Red Sox and the Brewers are two big disappointments. And the Cubs will be facing the guy who pukes tomorrow, Hauser.
Disgusting.
So, I don't know. We'll see about that.
Well, that was Drive Time, brought to you by Honda BMW Champaign. For a wide selection of new and used vehicles, check out Honda BMW Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash and Savoy and online at drivechampaign.com.
You want to make some money after this?
Let's make some straight cash, homie. Trev's ticket coming up. We're going to make you money. The best bets, we're including NFL this week.
We are including NFL, which I'm excited about. I'm going to bet Bears on Illini just because.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily that I feel convicted about those two, but I am including that, and I'm including some other NFL as well.
All right, you're going to want to stay tuned. Make some cash. Trev's ticket coming up next. This is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampaign.com for a free estimate.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and 4 speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampaign.com, click on the type of vehicle you're interested in, and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampaign.com.
Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
I wrote this next song for a gal from Cheyenne. Should never have told her how Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats. She said if they could love her pooch as much as she did, then so could I. Well, I couldn't. This next song's called Cat Person. It was a rough, rough night in Wyoming. The cat was out of the bag.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
There are a lot of places you can buy Illini gear, but if you want the official gear of the Fighting Illini, you need to get it at Game Day Spirit because they are the official fan store of the Fighting Illini. You could buy your Illini gear where you buy your cereal, or you could buy at the official merchandiser, Game Day Spirit. You could buy your gear where you get your groceries, or you could buy from the official fan store. Get it from Game Day Spirit. Get the latest styles from top-name brands like Nike and Champion. Game Day Spirit on Neil and Kirby in Champaign and on Green Street in Campus Town.
As a business, you want your logo everywhere on business trips or throughout the office. Minuteman Press allows that to happen. You have your laptop bag embroidered with your company's logo, a sticker on that laptop, your phone case has that logo. Need to charge your phone? There's the logo on that. Even your welcome mat. The pens that you have prospective clients sign the contract with have your logo on it. Don't let potential clients forget who you are. Go to Minuteman Press and they will place your logo on anything you can think of. Head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dai Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly.
If you hear squealing and grinding noises from your vehicle, it's time for new brakes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, when you buy any set of Brake Best pads and any two Brake Best rotors, you'll save 10% on your total purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Whether you're just starting out, tired of renting, or purchasing your dream home, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's right for you. With a simplified home buying experience, Busey will be there for you every step of the way. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids' tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An Instant Pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Everyone deserves a decent place to live, including man's best friend. Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County invites you to help raise the Whoop. It's a fun and unique doghouse building competition for a good cause. You and your team will have 5 hours to build a winning doghouse. Habitat will provide the basic building supplies. Your team will provide the creative finishing touches. Raise the Whoop at Habitat's Warehouse, 302 North Broadway in Urbana, Saturday, September 7th from 9 till 3. You don't want to miss Habitat's Raise the Whoop event, so gather your team of 4 to 8 and register online at CU. Habitat.org.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Well, every week's a new week. You know, what you did last week doesn't matter this week, so we got to prove it all over. You know, what are you going to do? Give people too much sugar, they get fat, you know, and they all of a sudden they start feeling good about themselves. But if you don't put the time in, and if you don't prepare the right way, or if you think, hey, I've arrived, you got to get your ass kicked. And so that's the message that, you know, I'm constantly trying to reinforce. How much do you have inside of you to come out there and lay it on the line and get after it? They got a lot of work to do. I'm not happy with them.
That's incredible, isn't it?
Huh.
This is The Drive, Derek Piper, Trevor Lees. You just heard UConn head coach Randy Edsall at his weekly press conference leading up to Illinois-UConn on Saturday.
He sounds fired up, doesn't he?
He sounds, I don't know what he sounds like. Not a D1 football coach.
He sounds like a tired dad who's disciplined his kid like 8 times already this week and is just giving up.
Somehow that's okay. Right. But we're going to make you some money with Trev's ticket coming up. But first, speaking of making money, this guy's contract, Randy Etzel at UConn, is an interesting one. Now, I don't envy having that job because it's probably the worst Power Five job in the country.
I'm going to cut him slack for whatever he says in his press conference.
That's true. But in his contract, he has bonuses that are insane. There's a funny headline here, and I'll give credit to SB Nation, says, head coach Randy Etzel's contract is basically just a prop bet, a props bet sheet, where he gets a $2,000 bonus for each of these in a game if they score first, $2,000.
Which is crazy already to me. If they score first, he gets a $2,000 bonus.
That is nuts. If they lead at halftime, cha-ching, $2,000. Points per possession, they win on offense, cha-ching, $2,000.
Points per possession.
Total offense, cha-ching.
Oh, my god.
$2,000. There's some more on defense, and then if his team averages 25 to 29 points a game in a season, they get... He gets $2,000.
So how much did he get last week?
$20,000.
$20,000, okay.
So last week they beat Wagner.
By three. Did not cover the spread at all.
Right.
They should put in something about the spread. That would be an interesting incentive.
Exactly. So they beat Wagner. Not impressive. But there is a $10,000 bonus for every win he gets. So he got $10,000. And then on some of these other ones, they scored first. $2,000.
Wow.
They led at halftime. $2,000. They had more total offense. $2,000. It led in points per possession, $2,000.
So he got an extra $18K last week, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, essentially.
Wow.
So maybe it is good to be Randy Etzel, at least for a week, for week one. I'm not sure how many of these bonuses are coming his way.
The points per possession and the if you score first thing is like mind-boggling to me. I mean, what does it matter? That's just an odd incentive.
You mentioned it. You win the toss, you're taking the ball.
Yeah. I mean, you're essentially, as the AD, telling him how you'd like to run the game by saying, if you score first, I'll give you more money. UConn is an interesting place when it comes to football. They're going to be an independent starting next year, and honestly, you have to wonder where that thing's headed, going from a conference to another conference to now an independent. I don't know if they're going to shut down football necessarily, but you got to kind of start thinking about that.
Maybe should consider it. But yeah, leaving the conference. I don't know. But odds makers are favoring the line at big time. There are some big time bets coming in on Illinois yet again this week. We're going to get to our big time bets. We made the listeners some money last week if you took our advice. This is week two of Trev's Ticket.
You gamble?
Gambling? Who said anything about gambling? It's not gambling when you know you're going to win.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Everything here revolves around betting.
Come on, sweetheart. That's gambling. You want to gamble? Let's gamble.
It's my money, and I need it now.
From casino to casino.
You do not have a gambling problem. You do not owe $15,000. It's $20,000.
I want to be a billionaire.
That's sneaky sniffy.
You're like sniffy in a bad way.
Okay.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Oh, gambling's fun and easy.
The guy has an algorithm to determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Show me the money.
All right. Are you ready, Derek?
That intro is money.
So let's recap Lon's first.
Okay.
What were his three that he gave us yesterday?
Lon gave us Syracuse Orange plus two.
Okay.
That is
I think that'll be a popular one. Yes.
Against at Maryland, plus two now. He has the Arizona Cardinals plus, depending on where you're getting your bets, plus 2.5 or plus 3 against the Lions.
Okay, so probably the only time this year he's betting Cardinals.
Probably.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe he'll just bet them every week.
And then what was the other one he gave us?
Was it Illinois? Or did he do something else?
He did say Illinois.
He might have done Arizona State. I think the line was 36 against Sacramento, an FCS team, and I think he's just said take Arizona State.
Okay.
So we'll take him at his
word.
We'll
keep track of that.
He got Arizona State right last week.
He did.
He went 2 for 3, right?
He had a very nice... sweaty cover
with
the Kent State. And then he didn't give out a great pick in USF against Wisconsin.
Yeah, 49-0.
And then great. What was the other one?
I think it was Illinois was his other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that was an obvious cover.
Yep.
You want to go first?
You have the stage. You're 8-2.
All right. I have, let's see here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
Nice.
Picks.
And those include
Not including.
Right. Okay.
Plus Illinois and the Bears. So I have 10 total, but two of those we just do because it's Bears and Illinois.
All right. So I have my three. How about we go pick for the first three, then okay. You read off what you have, and then we'll get into Illinois pick and Bears pick.
Sounds good. Right. I will start off with Army plus 22.5.
Going back to Army.
I'm going back to the well with Army. They burned me so bad last week. I picked over 48.5. I said they alone could score 48. They combined to score 14 points in the, or 21 points in that game. Army won 14-7 last week.
Ouch. But they're at the Big House.
I'm going back to Army at the Big House. Only two non-Big Ten teams have played Michigan. This is a crazy stat. Only two non-Big Ten teams, so non-conference teams, have played Michigan more than 8 times and have an above 500 record against Michigan. Guess the two. It's kind of random. You're probably not going to get them.
Army?
Army's one of them. The other one is a Pac-12 powerhouse, name brand.
UCLA.
USC.
USC.
USC has a 5-4 record all time against Michigan. Now, there's some teams that are like 1-0. For instance, Appalachian State's 1-0.
Right.
But this is the stipulation is more than 8 times they've played, and they still have an above 500. USC's 5-4, and Army's 5-4.
Really?
Army's 5-4 all-time against Michigan. Now, I'm not saying Army's going to win. It doesn't make sense. I don't think Army's going to win this game by any means. But on Bovada, this is up to plus 24.5. The consensus is plus 22.5. I just feel like, look, Michigan didn't cover against Middle Tennessee State last week.
They did not.
Middle Tennessee scored a few touchdowns. I feel like this could be a, I don't know, like a 30-10 game, a 40-17 game. And if that's the case, Army's covering. So I've got Army plus 22.5 to start off my week two.
All right. I like it. I'm staying in the state of Michigan.
Okay.
You got to have a go-to move, right?
Yeah.
Like the Kobe step back jumper. I had Michigan State not covering its Tulsa last week. Western Michigan comes to town plus 16. I'm riding it.
Okay.
That is my pick. I'm taking, are they the Broncos?
They are the Broncos.
I'm taking the Broncos plus 16. Again, this was a team last year in the Spartans that averaged less than 19 points a game. And these are, they're almost the same number as the spread. That defense is nasty. I get it. But that offense was not good. They couldn't even run the football for 3 yards a carry against Tulsa.
Right.
Western Michigan is better. I pulled this up. In the last 9 games that Michigan State is favored by 16 or more at home, they're 1-8 against the spread.
Wow. And this is 16.
And this is 16.
Wow, that's a good stat.
So I am
kind of alarming.
I don't love it at the surface, but I got to trust the stats. I got to go to my move.
And I mean, look, you went to the move last week going off of last season, but then last week backed you up to say, yeah, it's pretty much the same thing this year again.
Exactly.
So I don't fault you at all for that one. Next up, I'm going to a move that a lot of people have been going to, and that's Texas plus 6.5 against LSU.
Yeah.
Tom Herman is 13-2-1 against the spread when his team is the underdog.
Wow.
13-2-1. That also tells you
like
Texas
that.
Has been an underdog a lot under Tom Herman. But honestly, this game is just all about that number for me. They're 10-6 straight up in that game and 13-2-1 against the spread in those games as an underdog. And they have the home field advantage. They've got a really good team. I think Texas could win this game outright, but they're also being given a touchdown to play with at home at basically plus 6.5. I'm all over Texas plus 6.5 this week.
Yeah, I want to pick LSU in this game, but I won't touch the spread because it's,
yeah,
you're giving Texas a touchdown on its home field, and they could very well win this game.
Sure, yeah, or even lose by 3, 4, 5, 6 points, and they're still covering.
Yeah. People are high on LSU, but.
They are. I think LSU's a really good team. It's just 13-2-1 is a hard number to get around.
Yeah.
If this were at LSU and it were Texas plus 6, I don't think I'd touch it.
Right.
But being in Texas, I think plus 6.5 is a nice number for the Longhorns.
And Texas burned my La Tech boys last week, so I think you're on the right side of this one.
Okay.
All right. Tell me I'm crazy because I think I am. I don't even feel great about this one, but I'm picking
it. Okay.
And I almost feel like that you have to go that way sometimes. The Panthers plus 2.5 at home against the Rams.
Okay. I don't mind that.
All right. Number one, sharp money is all over this one. I had the stats up. I'll pull it up in a second. But Cam Newton, last 5 home openers, 5-0.
Wow.
Jared Goff splits home and road are pretty drastic. Last year at home, 22 touchdowns, 3 picks. On the road, 10 touchdowns, 9 picks.
Oh, my. It's also you've got the classic West Coast starting at, what, like a 9 a.m. for them game. to start the season on the East Coast.
You also mentioned the girly factor, the unknown there. But here's the difference between tickets and money. So the number of percentage of bets that are on the Rams, 69%. This is courtesy of the Action Network, by the way. The percentage of money, 30%. So a lot of big money is on the Panthers, and people that know this stuff better than I do are going that way, so I'm going to follow.
I like that pick, and I like that pick because I don't think many people are going that way. You've got a Super Bowl hangover thing. You've got West Coast team on the East Coast, and 5-0, I didn't realize Cam Newton in opening day games.
Last five, 5-0.
That's a shrewd pick. Right. I like that one.
Cool.
I'm also going NFL. This one's the largest line of the week, but I'm still hammering it. It's Eagles minus 10. When I wrote this down, it was Eagles minus 8. Now I'm pretty sure it's Eagles minus 11. But when I wrote it down, it was Eagles minus 10. They have won and covered the last 8 meetings against the Redskins over the past 2 years.
I like that.
Winning by at least 10 points in 4 of those 8. The Redskins start Case Keenum, who lost 5 of his last 8 road games at Denver and lost his last 4 starts overall. I just don't think the Redskins are very good. I think the Eagles are really good. And I honestly, 10 seems low to me. And I know most NFL lines don't creep up past into double digits, but this screams like a 31-10 Eagles win, which is an easy cover.
It really should be. And now you add more weapons to that offense. Of course, a healthy Carson Wentz. DeSean Jackson's in there. His return to Philly.
Yeah, right.
He's going to have a touchdown. You know that he will.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. That number is scary, but I think you're in the right boat.
Number.
Just don't overthink it and go Eagles and most likely a blowout.
If it climbs up more, I'd be tentative to do it just because that's a big number and it seems to just keep going up.
Mm-hmm.
But when something keeps going up like that, that also seems to be an indication to hop on the train before it rolls too far down those tracks
and
gets up to minus 14 or something like that.
Right. All right, third and final one for me. I said we were going to save the Bears pick for after we run this down, but they're actually my third choice.
Okay. Legitimately, in other words, you would still bet in them.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, I'm giving you my favorite one first. Bears-Packers under 46.5.
I like that.
I think it's a lower scoring game. Both teams sat their starters a lot in the preseason.
Aaron Rodgers take one
hurt.
Snap. Yeah.
And you have a new offense for him. And in my mind, if the Bears win, a lot of their wins last year, you run it down. The Seahawks game, low scoring, won by a touchdown.
Yep.
When Green Bay came to town, low scoring, won by a touchdown. When the Rams came to town, that was an ugly,
Vikings came to town, same thing.
That just seems like their MO. And then I think if the Packers were to win, it's not going to be because the Bears lost in a shootout.
No, you're right. I don't see this being like a 42-39 kind of game or something like that.
Right. So I like the under, but here's the twist. I'm going to parlay it with Bears minus 3.
Okay. I really like that, actually. If I were to do something tonight, that's exactly what I would do.
So on a particular site, you could find that parlay for plus 236. So
nice.
Bet 100 to win. I'm not betting 100,
right.
That's the odd. Bet 100 to win 236.
That's a decent payoff, too, for that amount. I like that. I actually really like the... When we do the Bears pick, mine is under 46.5?
46.5.
I think this screams like 17-14 game, something like that. I'm all over the under. I also do like Bears minus 3, though.
Sweet.
That's a nice parlay right there.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready for the stinky sniffy? I'm just going to get this out of the way now.
All the sniffs.
Syracuse plus 2. Stinky,
I like that you stuck to it.
Yeah, I'm still sticking to my guns here. Now, maybe it'll scare me away from another stinky sniffy if this ends up not being the case. But I honestly think this is going to go down as the stinkiest, sniffiest of the year. I don't see where this is coming from. Syracuse is a ranked team that won 10 games last year. They blew out Liberty and covered in week 1. They're a 2-point underdog to Maryland, a team whose season over-under win total sits at 3.5. I understand Maryland's at home, and I understand they put up 79 points against an FCS team last week. But I just don't think that the home field advantage is enough to warrant not taking Syracuse here, which I believe is the considerably better team compared to Maryland.
I said earlier in the week that this reminded me of North Carolina coming to town after Illinois beat Murray State.
I think it's a good call.
I'm sticking by it. The line shift has scared me into not having it in my own list. Lon has it in his. You have it in yours.
I don't blame you for not having it,
I would go that way, though. Maybe don't overthink it and just roll with it. That's where I would go.
Yeah, this seems obvious to me. even just taking them as the money line to win the game outright is fine, but they're giving you 2 points, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Maryland could win on, like, a walk-off field goal 28-27, and Syracuse would still cover.
And you still cash, yeah.
I just go all over Syracuse plus two and blame me next week when Maryland wins by 10.
All right.
Next up, I got Arkansas State plus two. Now, this is my don't know anything about the team, but everything screams that they're going to win the game, but they're an underdog. Last week it was SMU plus three that stuck out to me, and SMU won by a touchdown.
I like that.
This week it's Arkansas State plus two for the exact same reason. Every model or projection I'm looking at says Arkansas State's going to win. Sometimes I like to go onto like team blogs, see what the fans of that team are saying. Everyone's predicting Arkansas State to win. Now, of course, that's an Arkansas State blog. Nevertheless, it sure seems like Arkansas State should be favored at home against a UNLV team that did not look great in week one and has Purdue next week. Or, I'm sorry, Northwestern next week. I can't endorse this pick too much because, again, I don't know anything about Arkansas State or UNLV. But like SMU plus three, which treated me well last week, this one just kind of stands out as everyone thinks Arkansas State's going to win the game. They're at home, and they're plus two. So I'll just take Arkansas State and see what happens.
If it's just like SMU, I'm trusting you. I'm riding with it.
Yeah, we'll see. Next up, two horrendous teams from week one, South Florida and Georgia Tech.
Oh, awesome.
I'm taking the under.
That sounds right.
Really going out on a limb. The under 63, though. That's where the over-under's at right now.
Hmm.
USF scored 0 points in week one.
Horrible.
Maybe one of the worst non-Power 5 teams out there. Georgia Tech scored 14 points against Clemson. Both were in garbage time. And the only other chance they had to score was after Trevor Lawrence threw an interception. And they were basically on the goal line and didn't manage to score. The Yellow Jackets are playing in a non-triple option system, as we know, for the first time in over a decade. Last weekend, a tight end caught a pass for Georgia Tech for the first time in 12 years.
What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
12 years since a tight end had caught a pass for Georgia Tech.
That stat's incredible.
And USF stinks. I know Wisconsin's good, but they had 157 yards and 0 points last week. I'm just simply taking the under of 63 because I don't see how these two teams, unless this is Illinois-Rutgers triple overtime, both teams are so bad that they end up running up the score. So I'm not uber confident in this, but I just don't see how these two teams, one being under a new offense for the first time in over a decade and one stinking, are going to equal up to more than 63 points. So I got the under in that one.
I don't know how it's 63.5.
Neither do I, unless they played last year and it was a shootout.
Okay.
So they're probably just assuming that both defenses are going to be terrible and both offenses will score. But I don't know. I just don't buy that. I think both teams are bad.
Don't watch that game. But
heck no.
Bet it and check your phone and cash in later.
No, definitely don't watch that one. Next up, I got Stanford plus one.
Okay.
This is all about the circumstances
against
for
USC.
Me with JT Daniels tearing his ACL. USC's kind of in scramble mode this week to get their backup ready. Ironically enough, if their backup goes down, it's Matt Fink, since he stayed at USC.
Man.
Stanford's still a top 25 opponent. They won last week. I know Northwestern stunk, but Stanford was still good in that game. The Trojans also, by the way, did not manage to cover at home against Fresno State last week. And I think the opening play of the game was a 93-yard kickoff return for USC got called back because there were too many men on the field. And people were already booing Clay Helton. This just seems like I can understand why USC would win. But, look, Clay Helton already seems to be on the hot seat. There's a lot of turmoil there. They don't have their starting quarterback. Stanford's starting quarterback is questionable for the game, but he might play. And his backup is a five-star recruit who played pretty well in relief last week. I just think Stanford's going to win this game because I think USC is being given more credit than they should be, and they're an underdog. Stanford is. So I'll take Stanford plus one, essentially saying Stanford's just going to win.
Is Fox not just going to trade out the contracts of Urban Meyer and Greg Olsen?
I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Fox gets all these boring Pac-12 big Fox doesn't have a great deal in terms of, like, the Big Ten Pac-12 afternoon games. These, you know, Northwestern, Stanford, Washington, Illinois-type games that they have, like, I don't know. They're just not
exactly ESPN's Big Ten ACC Challenge.
It's not great entertainment value, and I think Stanford's going to go on the road and win.
All right.
Next up, UCF minus 10. The Knights looked really, really good in week one. They put up 60-plus points with the new transfer, Brandon Wimbush, at quarterback from Notre Dame. They're playing FAU, who went to Ohio State.
Lane Kiffin.
Helped
took
the over.
Get the over.
That's exactly what happened. I think this will be a high-scoring game. I think FAU's decent. I just think that UCF is going to put up a lot more points. The over-under of 65 is honestly almost a little bit more attractive than UCF minus 10 for me because I think both these teams will score.
Mm-hmm.
But ESPN's FPI, and again, I don't always go off of this, but they have UCF winning 45-30. which is 15 points, and that's more than 10. I think UCF is going to go on the road and win by more than a touchdown and a field goal at FAU.
Makes sense to me.
Up next, we have... You know what? That's it, other than NFL, or other than Bears and Illini.
All right.
You've already mentioned your Bears, but I will also just echo that and say that I had literally written down here, Bears -3/under 46.5.
Did you really?
Now, I wasn't going to necessarily pick both of them. I was just going to pick one in the moment.
Yeah, crazy.
I kind of like parlaying both of them. That's a nice payoff if you want to put down some money tonight. I'll side with Bears -3 just because I suppose if I had to pick one, either the Bears lose or it's a shootout. I guess I'd say it's more likely it's a shootout, but I don't even know if I agree with that. So I'll just take Bears -3, but I don't mind the under 46.5 at all.
I'm good with the confidence that the Bears going to win. I gladly lose the under if that's going to be the case.
The Packers have covered 12 of the last 17 meetings, so that's something to consider. But two of those...
They've also just won all those meetings.
Well, that's also true. Two of those five were last year. They didn't cover either
last year.
I don't think this is a terribly high-scoring affair. I don't mind the 46.5 at all. I just think I have to side with this Bears team and this Bears defense that is playing a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers. I know he's really good, but he did not see 1 second of live-action snaps in the preseason. Can you imagine when he goes out there for play one?
That's going to be the most fascinating part, I think, of the game.
Crowds howling. Here comes Khalil Mack. That's the first image he has since last season.
All right, let's run the first play of Matt LaFleur's playbook.
Yeah.
Actually, never mind. I'm an audible.
And so the Aaron Rodgers era continues.
Right.
But, yeah, I got Bears -3. Don't at all fault you for going under 46.5 as well.
All right.
On to Illinois.
Illinois. Now, is it 22?
It's up to 22 in Bovada. The consensus is -21.5.
Okay.
But we'll go with -22.
If I had to bet it, I'm picking Illinois.
I agree. But this is actually pretty tough for me.
Yeah, it's tougher for sure.
The line keeps climbing. I don't like that. I could see this being a high-scoring affair. Like I said, I could see Illinois winning 42-20, 42-25. In both situations, UConn would cover with this spread. If I'll throw in the caveat, if it climbs any higher than 22, I'm not touching it. If for some reason by game time it's Illinois -25, I'd almost rather side.
You can't in good faith bet
no
more than 3 touchdowns and a field goal, right?
If it's Illinois -25, I'd honestly be more tempted to bet UConn +25.
Right.
If it's Illinois -18, I'd be all over it again. I think they've kind of settled in the range where I'm not going to put any money on this weekend. I think this is too tough because I think, not in an Illinois-Rutgers way necessarily, because I think Illinois is much better than UConn, but in a these two teams have the potential to have bad defenses type of way. This could be a high-scoring shootout that Illinois wins. Not loving Illinois -22.
Yeah. On the road factor, I don't know how much that plays into it. The defense still has to show me more.
Right.
Then again, it's UConn. They scored 24 on Wagner.
Yeah.
They're horrible. Their coach is talking about how much sugar they're eating. And I can't say some of the other stuff that he said. It's just...
Yeah, and Illinois is the biggest road favorite they've had since, what, 1998? Is that right?
They only had it once since 98 or 96. They went to Penn State. When they were favored by, I think, Illinois was favored by 30 or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
And they lost.
They lost outright. And then the other time was Illinois was -11 on the road at Minnesota in 2011. Ron Zooks last year. They lost 27-7. That was that 6-0 to 6-6. So the last two times they've had a double-digit spread on the road has not fared well.
Yeah.
The fact that there's nothing in between those two is pathetic. But
maybe put them in a teaser. Tease it down to, I don't know if you mess around with teasers.
No, I've done that.
Knock it down to 16.
If you could get this down to a 15, 16, 17 range and then maybe parlay it with a Syracuse who is for some reason an underdog, because Syracuse gives you uber value this week, and I still can't understand why. Maybe tease Illinois down to 15.
You could even hike
that
Army up. Hike Army up to like 28.5, and then you got Illinois at 16.
I love that. I'm all over that. Maybe we'll do Trev's parlays next
week.
There
you go. We'll turn into a betting show, especially when Lon's gone.
Yeah, really. We could just talk betting all hour.
All right. That was Trev's ticket. Hopefully we're as successful as last week. Come back, give you our score predictions, final thoughts on Bears-Packers. This is The Drive.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Dig this. Do you plan on tailgating this football season?
Of course. That's a ridiculous question.
And you love grilling every chance you get?
You know it.
So you probably buy a lot of meat, right?
Oh, yeah. When I grill, it's a real production.
What if I told you there was a place in town where you could get farm-fresh, top-quality meat, steaks, bratwurst, sausage, and more?
I would say you better give me the address right now.
The address is 1503 South Maryland, just off Florida and Urbana. Get locally sourced meat for your next tailgate at the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday, 1 to 5:30. Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I fight for my city and my state.
The lead aisle. Oh, he got it. He got it.
I fight for Illini Nation.
Frazier for three.
I fight for my family.
Police to the basket for the layup. Helmet.
I fight every day.
Io to DeMonte
Fight to this.
What a block by Bijanis Feely.
Join the fight.
Join the fight.
Join the fight.
Join the fight.
Get your tickets today at fightingalana.com.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com.
It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbors is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbors is in Urbana on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
If you want the best, go to Body and Soul Sports, your go-to for all your favorites. With shoes from Asics, Adidas, Brooks, and Nike, get comfort and style with an in-store free gait analysis for the proper fit. Perform and look your best with apparel and gear for every season. There's swimwear to compete or for the beach anytime. Men, women, and kids can play like the pros. So walk, run, or ride to Body and Soul Sports. Great store, great service, great prices, Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers three times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's cash. Women's tops, $9.99. Men's tees, $7.99. Kids tops and bottoms, starting at $5.99. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. Bath towels, $6.99. An Instant Pot or air fryer, $69.99. It's not your everyday sale. Shop hundreds of epic deals right now at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or closet comfort details.
At Honda BMW, they believe in letting you make the choice when you're ready. And now you don't even need to come into their award-winning dealership to buy your car if you don't want to. Just go to drivechampagne.com. Click on the type of vehicle you're interested in and look to the right-hand side of the page. It says Express Purchase. That means you can buy a car on your computer right now, only at the award-winning Honda BMW Express Purchase. Go to drivechampagne.com. The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
Finish up here on The Drive. Derek Piper, Trevor Valise. It's been the Randy Edsall special as well. Yeah, I got a text on the text line. What's his base salary? We went through all of his incentives. His base salary is $1
million. Mm-hmm.
Now, one more incentive I didn't mention is if he wins Coach of the Year, he gets $50,000. Which
if he leads every game at halftime and scores first, he could almost make more just doing that.
Yeah, because he will never do that.
But I guess if you're leading at halftime every game, maybe you are going to be Coach of the Year.
Maybe. All right, final thoughts on Bears-Packers tonight, 7:20 kick.
Yeah, Bears 24,
mm-hmm.
Packers 21.
I like it.
And that is 1 point
that would
away
be a
from
push.
The under. Right?
A push on on the spread, and then covers the under. I'm going Bears 27, Packers 17.
Okay.
10-point win. Defense really gives Matt LaFleur's offense a tough time.
Matt LaFleur's offense.
Aaron Rodgers' offense.
Right.
Okay.
Do you think there's actually going to be any type of weird wrinkle in that offense? Because he's supposedly
I have no idea.
You know, like he had Derrick Henry in the Wildcat last year for a few snaps. Like, do you think there's actually going to be anything daring from LaFleur's perspective tonight?
Telling Aaron Rodgers they're going to run the football more?
That's pretty daring.
Normally I would do that because I like Aaron Jones. I think Aaron Jones could
he's
have
good.
A big year.
Yeah.
He's good. But then again, I think the Bears had the best, if not top two, three rush defense.
Well, didn't they not allow a rushing touchdown until the Miami game, which was the fifth game of the year?
Right.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you pick apart this Bears defense. I don't think you do.
I don't think.
And that's why I feel good about tonight.
Exactly.
So
I agree.
It just comes down to Mitch, don't mess it up, and Pinheiro, please, dear Lord, make your kicks.
Can you imagine what that's going to be like at any point? Let alone like an extra point. If he lines up for a field goal, it will just be such a palpable ambiance in the crowd. You'll just be able to sense it.
I almost wish he was denied from all media requests. Because I hear reporters say, oh, he says the wind is just totally different in Soldier Field. So unpredictable. He just doesn't know until he gets out there.
He talks a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, for a guy that hasn't kicked in an NFL game, right?
Yeah, and he said that his favorite steak is medium well, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Okay.
Go medium. I don't know. He talks
I question a guy that doesn't at least have some pink on his face.
Exactly. We'll see.
We will see.
Hey, that was fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Making money, talking schedules.
Absolutely.
Predicting the NFL.
Bears helped us out. We'll have a shortened show tomorrow because of the Cardinals game. And we will preview Illinois UConn and react to what we think might be a Bears win.
Let's do this.
This is The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.